Dear friends, we are united today by a common sorrow, a common affection, and a common hope. We have come together to give thanks for the life of Bob Wales, to remember the ways his life touched ours, to entrust him into the keeping of God. We have also come to share the sorrow of those who mourn, and to offer them our love and our support. And we are here to bear witness to our hope in Jesus Christ, our Lord, who said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." With faith in Christ, let us lift up our hearts to God, that the Lord may bless us with strength and peace as we pray. O God, who gave us birth, you are ever more ready to hear us than we are to pray. You know our needs before we ask, and you know our ignorance in asking. Show us now your grace, that as we face the mystery of death, we may see the light of eternity. Speak to us once more your solemn message of life and of death, and help us to live as those who were prepared to die. And when our days here are ended, enable us to die as those who go forth to live, so that living or dying, our life may be in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our hymn is hymn number 326, For All the Saints. Let us now ask God to cleanse our hearts, to redeem our memories, and to renew our confidence in the goodness of God as we pray together. Holy God, you see us as we are and know our inmost thoughts. We forget that all life comes from you and that to you all life returns. We have not always sought or done your will. We have not lived as your grateful children, nor loved as Christ loved us. Apart from you, we are nothing. Only your grace can sustain us. Lord, in your mercy, forgive us, heal us, and make us whole. Set us free from our sin and restore to us the joy of your salvation, now and ever. Amen. Friends, hear and believe the good news. Who is in a position to condemn? Only Christ. And Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. Christ prays for us. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old life has already passed away and new life has already begun. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel in Jesus Christ. We are forgiven. Amen. Be seated.
Our first reading is Psalm 150, Praise for God's Surpassing Greatness. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his surpassing greatness.
Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals.
Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
The psalm appointed for today is Psalm 23. We read together as found in your bulletin. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you.
The New Testament reading is from Romans 8:18. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the ones who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will set free from its enslavement, its decay, and will obtain the freedom of glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning together as it suffers together the pains of labor. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who are the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we are saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what they have already seen? But if we hope that what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that the very Spirit intercedes with groanings too deep for words. And God, who searches the hearts, knows that what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to purpose. For those whom we foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn within a large family. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. For what are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for us, how will he not with him also give us everything else? Whom will bring us any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ who died, or rather, who was raised, who is also at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will affliction or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are counted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in these things we are more than victorious through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all else creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord.
On May 28th, Dad passed away as he lived, quietly, unassumingly, peacefully, and with dignity. Shortly after visiting with Carol that morning, he closed his eyes and went to sleep. He didn't plan to die that Saturday morning, as he had just recently announced to one of his aides that he was going to live to 101, and that would have been next week. But his body was tired. While we didn't talk often about plans for his death, we knew a few things. He wanted a funeral here at Frederick Presbyterian Church with Eric. And when we told him we planned to inter his ashes in the Reformed Cemetery in Middletown, that pleased him. Yesterday, the family gathered and we buried him on a hill looking to the west. A marker for Mom and Dad will mark this final place. He leaves behind his loved brother Charles, who is with us today, 3 children, 5 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, and numerous nieces and nephews, most of whom are here. We all knew him as a gentle presence in our lives, and we invite everyone to join us in the social room afterwards for lunch and a time of remembrance. So much has changed in the 100 years he was on this earth, and I decided there was no way I could even talk about those changes. So I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to let you use your imagination. But he adapted to all of them. He grew up in an apartment in D.C. in a time when his mother would hand him change for streetcar fare and send him across town to the dentist alone. At an early age. Quietly and with dignity, he served 5 years in the U.S. Army during World War II, defending the West Coast, and building bridges in Germany. Yet his military career didn't define him, and he spoke of it very rarely. He saw voting as his duty and right, and was very concerned about how he was going to be able to vote in the upcoming elections. Dad joined NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in its early years, and while all the glory went to those working on manned space flight, he specialized in communication satellites. And he was so proud that granddaughter Pamela now works at Goddard. In retirement, Mom and Dad liked to travel, traveling, walking, hiking around the world and throughout America. But that traveling started when we were kids. Each summer, we would pack up our station wagon and take a long camping trip, including a six-week trip through the southern United States in a station wagon without air conditioning. Imagine that. But Dad was calm throughout the whole thing. I'm not sure about the rest of us. Dad was an introvert. He'd sit on the sidelines and listen to all sides of a conversation, forming his opinions. And it wasn't until I was an adult that I realized that was the thing that made him a perfect committee or board chair, which he did for many organizations. We also knew that when he appeared to not be listening, he was listening. He heard everything going on around him, and he'd smile that slight smile. He knew what each of his grandchildren, grandchildren, children, and great-grandchildren were doing and asked about them always. Dad was a musician, a member of the band, Woodrow Wilson High School Marching Band, the DC National Guard Band, Pitt Band for many musical productions, and finally, after he and Mom moved to Middletown, he joined not one, but four bands. The Browningsville Cornet Band, with whom he marched well into his 80s, to the horror of Carol and I on many occasions when we'd see him marching up this hill in full uniform. The Yellow Springs Concert Band, the Roarsville Cornet Band, and finally the Harmony Cornet Band. And he rode the bandwagon and played his euphonium with the Harmony Band well into his 90s. A lifelong Presbyterian, where once again he served quietly and with dignity, he was a charter member and first clerk of session at Colesville Presbyterian Church and very active here at Frederick Presbyterian. Dad would have preferred to stay in his Middletown home following Mom's death, but he agreed to move to the cottage they had already chosen at Buckingham's Choice. This was the first time in 93 years he had lived alone. And for the first time, he had to make some decisions without Mom. We quickly learned some of his preferences. The flowers in the pots in front of his house were to be red. Not burgundy, but red, because they showed up from the road. He really didn't care what his daughters thought they knew about gardening, and Carol had to make several trips back to the nursery to get the appropriate flowers. We honored him today with red flowers. After some initial hesitation, he discovered that the Buckingham's Choice bus, which circled the development, would pull literally to his front door, pick him up, take him to their wonderful dining room, and then when he was done, bring him back on his schedule. So he ate nightly in the dining room with his neighbors from Chartwell Terrace. Now, anyone who knew Dad knew food was important to him. China Garden was a lunchtime favorite when he was here at the church doing church work, and he was devastated when it burned several years ago. He was familiar with many of the restaurants in Frederick, And the family knew that when you went to a restaurant with Dad, you either ordered what he ordered or you asked him what was good, because he knew. However, to Mom's horror, his eating habits did not meet her standards. Too much red meat, no fruit, limited vegetables, and a glass of wine or beer in a restaurant. She was sure he was going to die early from his bad eating habits and lack of daily exercise. We now know how that turned out. Dad was alert and engaged until his last day. He contracted COVID very early, and we thought we were going to lose him several times. But while COVID stole most of his mobility, it didn't take Dad. He was still Dad, always alert and very engaging. He enjoyed the attention from the staff at Buckingham's Choice, particularly once he was in the nursing center. Although at times he used that very dry sense of humor to torment them, he would wait until they were in earshot to inform us that they woke him up too much at night. Then he'd roll his eyes at the nurses and smile that sly smile. They weren't fooled. And only for his physical therapist, who just made his smile light up, would he get up and walk. We know that even in times of COVID and short staffing, he received quality care there, and we really thank the staff of Buckingham's Choice for what they provided him. I can't say enough about my brother Steve and sister Carol and what they've done for him in the past few years. While Randy and I visited regularly from Delaware, they were regular visitors meeting his needs. Steve took him to all his doctor's appointments and visited weekly. He built and rebuilt this incredible chairside table to meet Dad's needs, so he just had to spin things around to get what he wanted. And we're convinced that Steve needs to open his own shop and make a fortune doing that. And when Dad could still get out to eat, they would go to lunch regularly, very often eating at the Atlantic Grill in Urbana, where when they arrived, the servers referred to them as the boys and promptly fetched the drinks they knew they wanted. Carol shopped and delivered groceries for Dad in the early days of COVID, handled all his finances, was the contact person for Buckingham's Choice, and dealt with various agencies, including our favorites, Comcast and the Verizon Wireless Store. Their care for him has been exceptional the last 2 years. Finally, Dad was gracious. To his last day, every time we came to visit, he thanked us for being there. On his last morning, he thanked Carol for his visit. We will truly miss his quiet presence in our lives. After all, he's been here forever, but he leaves a part of us, a part of him in each of us. Thank you.
Hear now these words from Matthew's Gospel. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Wow. Where do I start with Bob Wales? A dedicated serviceman, an intellectual, I was always somewhat intimidated by his knowledge and being in his presence. a man with an incredible career with NASA. I don't think we can even begin to know what all Bob did for our country and the international space movement. An avid amateur musician, as you just heard, who lived to play his horn. A loving husband and father and grandfather, almost 101 years old. And given his life, his long, rich, dedicated, committed, lived well life, we really can't gather here today to grieve too long. Yes, we are sad and we will miss his wry sense of humor and all the rest that endeared him to family and friends and fellow church members, but we also gather here to celebrate his life and to celebrate that his baptism is now made complete in his death. How did I know Bob? Well, Bob was a member here at Frederick Presbyterian Church before I arrived, and Bob served on the finance committee. He was a fixture in the finance area. He knew everything there was to know about the finances of this church, and then some. He was always here for the meetings until he couldn't be here any longer, well into his 90s for sure. Think about that. He reconciled the checkbook, he set up chart of accounts, he entered data, and every once in a while he would say, "We need to get someone else on board to know what's going on. You know I'm not going to be here forever." He prodded the finance committee to spend money. I mean, who does that? Who sits on any finance committee, especially the finance committee of a church, and says, "You know, we have this money and we should spend it"? And who serves on a finance committee and says, "You know, we really ought to be thinking about the organ and putting money aside because one day it's going to need some attention"? Bob did. But that's what he did. Probably 10 or more years ago, and thanks to Bob's vision, his care, his love for good music and rich worship, the organ, which with Bob's support and the support of others, the organ went through a top to bottom rebuild and restoration a little over 4 years ago, and the results are glorious. Thanks to Bob for his inspiration. He was very committed to the work and ministry of this church and the other churches of which he was a part through the years. And I have lifted Bob up as an example to others. Now, I know as a pastor that's a very dangerous thing to do, but listen to me. Once Bob moved to Buckingham's Choice, well into his 90s, he first moved into a cottage, and then not too long after that, an indoor apartment, and finally to healthcare. And each and every time he moved to a new place within Buckingham's Choice, he was quick, and I mean quick, to make sure that our office administrator had his up-to-date mailing and contact information. So every once in a while, through the years, when we have asked people in the congregation to make sure that their records were up to date, I have said, "Just be like Bob." He didn't miss a thing. He did not miss a thing. Every month when the financial records were sent out, the reports were sent out electronically by the treasurer or the chair of the finance committee, within minutes, sometimes within seconds, Bob would email back to the treasurer any questions or comments, or once in a while a mistake that had surfaced after Bob had reviewed the reports thoroughly. That's just how he operated, and that's just how he showed his love for this place and the work of the body of Christ. We needed Bob. He kept us straight. He prodded us. He inspired us to be more than we thought we could be, or to do more than we thought we could do, to be the church here in this place. And for Bob and his life and his witness, his work and his service to this church and to his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I give deep and heartfelt grateful thanks. And for all that he was and meant to you, I really hope you will do the same. Early yesterday morning, I worked out with a trainer who happens to be 23 measly years old. Chit-chatting, he said, "What are you doing this weekend?" And I said, "Well, I have a busy weekend. Yesterday, I have two sermons to write, one for Sunday and one for Saturday morning for a memorial service for a 101-year-old man in the church." Well, not really 101. He would have been next week, July 14th, but he was 100. Can you imagine? And he said, "I'm 23, but sometime about halfway through the year, I start to claim 24. And this man, I mean, come on, he was 101. Tomato, tomato, 100, 101. I mean, can you just imagine all Bob saw in his life? All the change, all the new, and Bob kept up with it all. It hasn't been said, but I would not be one bit surprised to find out that Bob died with his iPad on his chest. Bob lived a long, amazing, incredible, good life. And we gather here today to do nothing but celebrate. Sure, we are sad, but there is no reason to grieve for too long. For Bob's amazing baptismal life is now made complete in his death. He has loved well, he served well, he joked well. He has done well. He has given well. He prodded well. He has inspired well. And today, we give God glory and praise for his life, the life of Bob Wales. So what a day to give our praise to God. What a day to celebrate that today baptism is made complete, that he who was dead is now raised to new life in Christ. New life in Christ by the power of God Almighty through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I invite you to stand and affirm our resurrection faith using the ancient words of the Apostles' Creed, which you will find in your bulletin. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. O God, before whom generations rise and pass away, we praise you for all your servants who, having lived this life in faith, now live eternally with you. Especially we thank you for your servant, Bob, whose baptism is now made complete in death. We give you praise for the gift of his life, for all in him, for all about him that was good and kind and faithful. And we give you praise and thanks for the grace that you gave him, that kindled in him the love of your dear name and enabled him to serve you faithfully for all these many years. We thank you that for Bob, death is past and pain is ended, and that he has now entered the joy that you have prepared. Almighty God, in Jesus Christ, you promised many rooms within your house. Give us faith to see beyond touch and sight some sure sign of your kingdom. And when and where our vision fails, help us to trust your love, which never fails. Lift our sorrow and give us good hope in Jesus, so that we may bravely walk our earthly way and look forward to a glad reunion in the life to come. Hear these and all our prayers, for we make them in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You only are immortal, the creator and maker of all. We are mortal, formed of the earth, and to earth shall we return. This you ordained when you created us, saying, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. All of us go down to the dust, yet even at the grave we make our song, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Give rest, O Christ, to your servant with all your saints, where there is neither pain nor sorrow nor sighing, but life everlasting. Into your hands, O merciful Savior, we commend your servant, Robert, Bob. Acknowledge, we humbly pray, a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock, a sinner of your own redeeming. Receive him now into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of the saints in light. Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, go in peace, and may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of God's Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessings of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this day and always. Amen. Our hymn is hymn number 836.